entertaining, cool. You are listening to LA Talk Radio. We say what we want.
He says what he wants, ain't holding nothing back. Got the recipe for life, and he's inspiring. He's not scared of any topic, from textile to gossip. Listen and to hear what Max is to share. LA Talk Radio, this is Max and Friends.
LA Talk Radio, this is Max and Friends, and welcome to a whole new show, a whole new day, and a whole new host we got coming on Max and Friends tonight. We've got in the studio tonight for her first show, her first debut here at Max and Friends, Avery. Y'all can check out the LA Talk Radio page. Click on Max and Friends. You could read about her there. She's a fellow Aquarian. She's my new co-host. And we got Tamara coming up later, too. We're just spread. We're fanning out. We've got all new hosts coming in all the time because that's how we roll here at Max and Friends. That's why it is Max and Friends. Everybody, what a week we've had in entertainment. What a week we've had in life. What a week we've had just in general. We're here tonight to hear about it. So call us at 323-203-0815. That is the number to the studio. We've got a great lineup for you tonight. We've got Phoenix Stone, country singer. Oh, my God. Get ready for that. We've got some great songs y'all heard from the 4th of July. Proud to be born again American. So we're going to have Phoenix Stone coming up. Then, because Avery is in Canada, we've got our Canadian market now. We've got Tim Morrison coming up from Age of Days. Y'all, Max and Friends is just like, it's taking over. And I'm so glad that the person that it's taken over is my girl Avery. So Avery, pull up your mic and welcome to Max and Friends.
Hey, Max.
You're my new co-host.
Yeah, and I'm so excited to be here. Thanks so much. And I have to do a big shout-out to all the Canadian listeners listening today. Thanks so much, guys, for joining us.
Yes, thank you. Canada. That's all I
know. I'm surprised you knew that much, Max. Way to go.
There you go. You see? But so now, Avery, there's so much people are going to learn about you by being one of our new co-hosts here. Besides our little blurb, how we met. You know, we met in New York during Fashion Week. We're both on WB, back when it was WB, doing our thing as models. And now, here we are, however many years later, and you're my co-host from Canada.
I think it's like a decade, Max. We've known each other like almost, you know, like a long time. So
it has been
really
a very long time.
Yeah, I feel
well,
so
I'm glad you're here. Tamara's glad you're here. She's going to be on in just a little bit. She's going to give you some air time. You know what I'm talking about? But you know what? Here's the good thing. Just like Max and Friends says in our little write-up, hot topics are going to get hotter. Do you agree, Avery?
Yeah, definitely.
And, you know, they say that interviews are going to get spicier and that we're definitely going to be taking the show to the max. So I think that we should just let our listeners here right now tonight, let's just get into hot topics because holy shit, there has been so much going on.
Oh, totally. And we got to live up to this big title. So let's give her.
Hot top. You know what? Forget The View. Forget Wendy Williams. You've got Max and Friends with my new co-host from Canada, Avery. She just needs one name, like Madonna and Cher. Avery. That's it. And you know what? Let's just get right into the whole Lindsay Lohan.
But
what is going on with Lindsay?
Oh, Lindsay. So she shows up in court and she's wearing, what was that, Max, on her nail polish?
Her nail said, fuck you. I think she should be in contempt of court for that.
Well, they did say in, you know, according to sources, that that did not really help her case. I mean,
right.
I don't really think it would, but she's fired her old attorney, and she's now brought on Stuart Goldberg.
Wait, Stuart V. Goldberg.
Oh, I forgot the V. Very important.
Very important.
I think that they brought him on because he's fairly good looking, and they're hoping that maybe, you know, he'll sway the verdict the other way. But she did fly him in, and he did agree to take her on as a client after 6 hours. So who knows?
Well, of course, because the check cleared. You know what I mean?
Totally.
And this is going to be great for him because no one heard of Stuart V. Goldberg before, and now here we are talking about him on LA Talk Radio.
Yeah, from Chicago. I mean,
you know,
come on.
Why not? You know,
everything
good
Canada.
Comes out of Chicago. Exactly. And speaking of Chicago, I got to say hi to my friend Corey out in Chicago. And, of course, you know, big O, Oprah. She's in Chicago, but she's leaving. Anyway, speaking of leaving, bye-bye LeBron. LeBron's going to Miami. LeBron James, everyone. It was a big thing because, you know, I live in Connecticut. I have a home here. And LeBron James came to Greenwich, Connecticut to give his statement that he was leaving, what team he was going with. So it was just a shit show here in Connecticut for LeBron James to say he was going to Miami. Now, does Canada have such a big following with LeBron James?
No, not so much. Actually, well, I personally didn't know about him until I looked him up. But yeah.
Yeah, LeBron in Cleveland was burning his jerseys. It's been a big world in sports and entertainment. Speaking of sports, you know, we've got our Spain versus the Netherlands.
The World Cup. Yeah.
Oh, my God. Now, let me tell you, I was very biased because, you know, my vodka's made in the Netherlands, but I love the Spanish team, so I was going rooting for the Spanish team. And then my mother's like, your vodka's from Netherlands. You can't be doing that.
You were torn, Max. You were torn.
I was
with Spain the whole time, and when I saw them win. But did you notice the goalie was actually crying?
Yeah,
He was crying when he let the goal in, like he knew it was done.
It was done. But that's what happens.
That's the game.
That's the game. Speaking of games, do you think a wedding is a game? Because there have been so
what,
many
a love
weddings.
Game? A love game, Max?
It is a love game.
Well, you know, you've got to make sure you have the right one, though. I mean, Saturday, though, do you really think that it was maybe possibly planned that four big-time stars were all going to get married on a Saturday across
the
season?
Can I just tell you, this Saturday was the day for something to fuck up big in the White House. Because if that happened, you wouldn't have known because it was – give the rundown of who got married this weekend.
So Carrie Underwood, she marries Mike Fisher from Ottawa Senators, who's Canadian. And then we have John Krasinski and Emily Blunt that get married. And he's from The Office, of course. And Max, who were the other two? Martin Lawrence and Shamika Gibb. And
then Lala, my girl Lala from MTV. Everyone got married. And of course, Tamara Bowman, our other co-host here, she got married this weekend.
Oh my gosh. So it that's just, five and a Saturday?
You know what? Astrologically, we've got to get our astrologer. She's going to come on the show, not tonight, but in the future, to find out what the hell happened this Saturday.
Does that break down like one per hour?
You know what? I don't know what that breaks down. But also, Eva LaRue from CSI Miami got married. I was supposed to go to the wedding in Mexico, but I couldn't make it. That's my girl. So check out my archives, Max and friends, here on LA Talk Radio. You can hear the Eva LaRue interview that I did with her. But also, I want to talk about something. And we'll bring this up too when Tamara goes on. But what do you think about Avery PDA, public displays of affection?
I'm not one for it. I'm kind of the conservative type. I'm not one for it. But I did see some people making out big time downtown today, and I know one other lady that was all over in Capri.
Da-da-da-da. Yes, Jessica Simpson.
Yeah.
She's slobbing all over her new man, okay, NFL player Eric Johnson. They put on a show that I think you needed some quarters to pop into them because they were just like a freak show.
What was going on? And we've never seen Jessica Simpson like this before, have we? Like, we always kind of see her holding hands kind of on the down low, but we never have seen her with her legs physically crossed around him midair. Come on now.
Well, someone's been looking at Perez Hilton's pictures.
Clearly, I had to get my eyes on this. But, you know,
well,
the funny thing is
Eric
Johnson is actually still legally married, but he filed for his divorce in February. So, I mean, I don't know what that goes to say.
Yeah.
What do we think about that, Max?
I think, you know what, do your thing. You know, there's a saying that I love, fuck them all and marry none. Not that I agree with it, but I don't know. You know, it's like Jessica Simpson, I think she's got to do her thing. You know, she gained weight. She got fat. She's losing weight. She's got a new man. He's an NFL player. Good for her. She should be all over him. You know what I mean? She's back in the press where she belongs.
Yeah, but I mean, and thank goodness it's not over those fat pictures because realistically, I mean, she's a real woman. And I, you know what, Max, I have to pause this there for a minute because I am a big Jessica Simpson fan. I mean, she put on 10 pounds or 20 pounds. Whatever it was, but you know what? She always stayed true to herself.
She put on like 50 pounds. She did, but 50 pounds is a lot.
Okay, but still, but she stayed really true to herself, right? I think that so many times we're like plagued by the media posing for women to be a certain way, whether it be like really anorexic or whatever it may be. But I do give Jessica Simpson credit for, you know, hanging in there.
Listen,
and
I think it's great. You know, if I were her people, I would say, you know what, girl, you gained weight. Let's get you on The Biggest Loser. Let's get you. She should have been doing what Kirstie Alley's doing. You know what I mean?
Okay,
get her on the new campaign. You know what I mean? Listen, I think the best thing for a comeback career is to gain weight and then lose it on national television. That's just my saying. But you know what? Hot Topics was fun. How was your first Hot Topics?
Totally.
Right? Good times.
Hey,
Well,
one
you
more
know
thing,
what?
Max. Hang
Tell
on,
me.
can we talk about one more thing? So Lady
Absolutely.
Gaga has actually changed the Grammys have actually had to change the rules for her. And I thought this was interesting because the Grammys are going to be coming up. But as of last
They
year, anyone
are.
already nominated in another Grammy category. So, for example, last year Gaga was nominated for Just Dance for Best Recording in 2008, but she was disqualified for Best New Artist category because they said that you could only be nominated for one category. So now Grammy is looking back to change the rules so that you are able to win in both categories. How cool is that?
Well, you know what? Gaga's doing her thing. She's taking over. And I think the Grammy, they know what they're doing. You know what? It's giving them more publicity. I know that she's going to put on an amazing show. I got to tell you, though, my favorite show of the Grammys last year was Pink.
Yeah, totally. But I
But
think it's cool that they've changed the rules. Like, that's
you know
totally
what? Rules are
right.
made to be broken. You know what I mean? And I love the Grammys. And what's exciting is that our next guest coming on, Phoenix Stone. You know, I think this guy's going to win some Grammys for his country music. Phoenix Stone, he's just an amazing country singer. And it's like cool to have him on here. For 4th of July, we played one of his songs. Tell
And
me.
he is drop-dead gorgeous, ladies, too. Like, it is a drool fest. Max and Phoenix Stone together, oh my gosh.
And where can you find them? Only on Max and Friends and LA Talk Radio. Well,
Obviously.
you know what, Avery? Last week for four, was the 4th of July last week? I don't even remember. Yeah, it was. So last week on the 4th of July, we played a song, "Proud to Be Born Again American," and we're just gonna play the whole song tonight. If you go to iTunes, everyone, the money's going all to charity. So we're gonna play on LA Talk Radio, Max and Friends, "Born to Be Proud," "Born to Be Proud," "Born to Be Proud," "Born to Be Free," "Born to Be Born Again American" by Phoenix Stone on LA Talk Radio.
Channel late one Sunday night, said a bomb went off in the Middle East. 30 lost their lives. It's more of the same these days. Bad news is all around. Foreclosures, war, and disbelief are all we ever hear about. And I don't want to go to the mailbox because the bills are piling up. Man, I still got it tough, and I keep hearing all these speeches about hope and change, but I think it's time, here and now, to renew my faith. I'm a born-again American, no place I'd rather be. I'm thankful for the freedom this country gave to me. So I'll stand up.
Born again American, no place I'd rather be. I'm thankful for the freedom.
proud to be an American. That's right, Phoenix Stone. I am proud to be born again American, and I am thankful for the for two. We've got him live in the studio, everyone. It's Phoenix. Pull up your mic.
Hey, how you doing, Max?
Hey, Phoenix.
Welcome,
say
Phoenix.
Hi to my new co-host, and that's Avery.
Now,
my friend Phoenix Stone.
My name's Avery.
Avery, how you doing? Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too.
So you guys
now Phoenix, where are you? Because my friend, we are born again, proud to be born again American. Where are you?
I am in the desert right now. I've been, I took about a week to go through the Grand Canyon and just to find some inspiration and write some songs for my upcoming album. I'm actually in Las Vegas right now, so that's my last stop in this desert week.
Now, Phoenix, let me ask you a question. With that song, Proud to Be Born Again American, you've got your proceeds from iTunes. Where are they going?
Well, it's exciting. You know, the song, all the proceeds are going to Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America. And Declare Yourself. It's very, you know, for me, this song came about, you know, I wanted to write a song that that sort of took the temperature of what I feel is going on in America right now. And it's not trying to be preachy about anything. It's not trying to be anything than what it is. It's sort of my take on where the country is right now. And I decided to give all the proceeds, 100% of them, to these men and women who, you know, they serve our country and they go overseas and do all of these things and it's and they come back here and a lot of times you know people sort of forget about them and it's they need resources like this and so I decided to give all the proceeds to them. It's really exciting. So if you guys are out there, you can really help these men and women out by going to iTunes and downloading the song "Proud to Be Born Again American," or you can get it from my site, which is www.PhoenixStoneMusic.com, and it tells you all about it, and there's a link there and the whole thing. It's really exciting, though.
Hey, Phoenix, what inspired you to do this song?
Oh, well, I tell you what, it's I was working on my country album, and Norman Lear, who is, you know, he's produced so many huge hit TV shows, All in the Family, The Jeffersons, tons of stuff, had an organization about wanting to bring a resurgence of patriotism in the country, and he said, "You know what? You know, why don't you write something from your point of view about you know about America?" So I wrote this song, and we teamed up with James Stroud in Nashville, and James is really excited. He produced this song, and it was exciting for me to work with James. He produced so many of my heroes like Toby Keith and Tracy Lawrence, Brooks and Dunn. The list goes on and on and on. So it was I was in good company with Norman and James working on this project together.
Now, Phoenix, I've known you for a long time. You've been in this industry forever. How has this industry changed since you first got involved?
Oh my God! Well, yeah, I have been doing it forever since I was a teenager. Yeah, you know, it's changed a lot. I mean, you know, it's hard to sell records these days for artists. It's hard to get things going. But the one good thing I've got to say is online. You can really sort of find stuff that you wouldn't necessarily know about. That's what's kind of, there's a new frontier there. So one door closes and many more open.
Hey, how have you, like, transformed as a country singer?
The funny thing is people probably don't know this, but, I started out, when I was a teenager, what I did was I was probably 18 years old. I moved to Nashville because I wanted to sing country music. I've always loved those songs. I grew up with that kind of music. My mom and her side of her family is from Tennessee, and I grew up in Florida. And I moved to Nashville, wanted to be a country singer, and I actually got my first publishing deal with Warner Chappell there in Nashville. And, tried for a long time to get things going, but it just wasn't the right time. And then, you know, as everybody does, you do what you got to do to make a living, and I've thankfully had, some success here and there with producing music and writing music and all that, and now it's sort of come full circle. I'm able to make the record that that I always wanted to make. So I'm real excited about that.
Cool. Well, you're doing your thing. Now, Phoenix. Phoenix, y'all, I met Phoenix a long time ago in California through our friend Casey.
Yeah.
We have been to Tennessee together. We have gone tubing. We have stayed in Pigeon Forge or whatever the hell you call it. Pigeon Falls.
Yeah, we did.
We have gone to Dollywood together. We have gone to Golden Corral together. You are like a real Southerner. You are like the heart of Tennessee.
Well, I'll tell you what, Max, how much fun was that? I mean, you coming, you know, from New York City, and then we met up in Tennessee and went through the Smoky Mountains there. As you said, we went river rafting, Dollywood, all over. It was a good time, wasn't it?
It was an amazing time. Look, you know, I've been to sandy beaches all over the world. There was nothing like river rafting when that lady had that rock trying to kill the snake in the river.
Yep. You know, it's all good fun. We're all in tubes going down the river, and people are throwing us beers as we go down. We had a good time.
I went in next time.
So, Avery, totally. Totally. But, Phoenix, now you've written a new song, POW369. What is that about?
POW369 is, we put it on the B side of Proud to be Born Again American because it's about a POW. It's about, you know, being in your car one day and just, as we all do, we're racing down the highway and, you know, getting really, you know, pissed off at somebody. And then you get close enough to see as you're honking the horn somebody and they've got, you know, their POW number on the back of their car. And it sort of makes you stop a minute and go, hey, you know what, I need to slow down a minute and I should really be thanking you for this country, but for me, you know. And the reason that we are free is because, like I said before, these brave men and women, you know, risk their lives daily so that we can continue this great way of life that we have here in America. And so it's just it's a tribute to those guys. And it's, like I said, it's on the B side of Proud to be Born Again American. We want to include both of those songs, you know, so that, like I said, all the proceeds are going to help these veterans.
That's fabulous. So we're now going to play POW 369 on Max and Friends on LA Talk Radio.
Great.
Traffic, I was racing time. This old man pulled out in front of me, and I went crazy as can be. I lost my mind. I blew my horn till I got close enough to see what was on his car tag, shooting dickhead me. POW 369, I should salute you from this heart of mine. Thank you for placing your life on the line for me. I'm free. Pray that the rest of your journey be a peaceful one. May you take your own sweet time. Things we take for granted in this life would lead to tragedy. Oh, we should be ashamed. He left his home and his family, and he cast his fate across the sea. Would we do the same? I sure bet he's got some stories he can tell. There
POW 369 by Phoenix Stone on LA Talk Radio's Max and Friends. And you know what? That is dedicated to all the POWs out there. Thank you. As Phoenix says, for placing your life on the line. Phoenix, you do your thing with that song.
Well, thanks. Like, you know, what was exciting about that song is we, on actually that one and also Proud to be Born Again American, we had a full orchestra play. We got, there's an amazing man by the name of Jim Ed Norman who did the string arrangements for us on both of those. He actually ran Warner Brothers Records in Nashville for a long time, but before that he was doing string arrangements for, like, Desperado for the Eagles. I mean, some amazing, amazing songs that I'm just a huge, huge fan of. So
you can hear the quality in that. It's beautiful.
Thank you.
It
yeah,
just pulls the whole ballad together, you know?
Yeah, yeah. So it was exciting to watch the, you know, the full orchestra. Full things. You know, I can't stress enough.
Well, Phoenix, you are
all your listeners out there.
No, you're totally listening, my friend. No, I'm so glad we can finally get you on here. It's been forever they're trying to book you because you've been on my show in the past before, but you're always, you know, promoting someone else. So it's about time that you're promoting you because you need to be, you know, the Grammys are coming up. You got to get yourself a Grammy for these songs, man.
You know, your lips to God's ears. But like I was saying, you know, I really want to just say one more time to everybody out there, it's whatever it is, 99 cents on iTunes. If you go and download these songs, like I said, 100% of the proceeds are going to really help these veterans. So
I encourage
everybody out there to do that.
That's definitely, right? That's indefinite.
Yes, it is. Both of these songs we decided to give the proceeds. It just felt like the right thing to do. It's a song about America. It's for America. It's for Americans. And so, you know.
And you got to give back.
Yeah.
All right,
absolutely.
Phoenix. So, well, you know what? I'm glad we have you here. We're going to play that song. You know, since I played a snippet of that song last week, people have been typing in and Twittering in, T-Mobiling me in, Facebooking me. Can you dedicate the song? Yeah, we got to have Phoenix on. We got to have Phoenix on. So people have been already loving the song, and I got great response because we played it 4th of July when you released it. So that was a great, 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 great. And Phoenix, I'm getting like a Southern twang talking to you over here. But nonetheless, Phoenix Stone, work with you.
Say that one more time. You broke up.
I said we can find you where on Facebook.
Yeah, Facebook, absolutely. It's
Facebook.com.
Yeah, Facebook.
And then you can
also
find him there. Phoenix Stone, you've got Phoenix Stone Music. You're all over the place. Are you on Twitter?
You know what? I haven't done the Twitter thing yet. It's enough for me to keep up with the Facebook right now, but I'm probably gonna start a Twitter, but just find me on Facebook right now. I'd love to talk to everybody.
Sounds good. Well, we love talking to you. So you
we
know
love,
what, Phoenix Stone, you have a great night. Avery, tell him, Avery, have a great night. Go off to the desert, get inspired, and write us some new songs so we can play them here on Max and Friends on LA Talk Radio.
Sounds good. Thanks, you guys. Great to talk to you, Max. Great to meet you, Avery. And you guys have a great rest of your show, and I'll talk to you all soon.
Sounds
all
good.
All right, cool. Have a good night, Phoenix.
You too. Bye.
Bye. And that was Phoenix Stone, everyone. How great were those songs? POW 369, and of course, Proud to be an American. What'd you think, Avery?
Amazing. Absolutely amazing. And, you know, the whole orchestra coming in there and totally just made it, you know, a full embodied music. So it was absolutely wonderful. And it's nice to hear
and
how patriotic and how heartful he is about it, you know?
I know. See, Americans are very patriotic, just like you Canadians. But you know what?
Are we?
Phoenix, you guys are. Oh, Canada. Y'all need to get Phoenix. You need to get T-Mobile just like I have it, because I had some great texts while we were doing that interview. So thank you to all my texters on T-Mobile. Check out T-Mobile.com. And of course, since we're at this point of the show, what was I going to say? Oh, I'm going to go to California. And of course, the only way I'm getting there is Delta, Delta.com. Flights are on sale now. So check out Delta.com. There you go. My little plugs, Avery. You see what happens here? We got to pay the bills somehow, right, Avery?
Obviously. Woot, woot. We need to get around, Max. We need to get around, and Delta.com helps us do that. We need to get around.
That's the truth, right? And now, Avery, I know you want to tell something. Ask Ronan a question, Avery.
Ask Ronan a question?
Yep.
Ronan.
I'm here.
What are people listening are you there? To, Ronan? Ronan, what are people listening to?
LA Talk Radio.
This is Max and Friends, and I'm your host, Max Tucci, with my co-host, Avery, and of course, my divine right hand, the woman who is to Howard Stern. Who's Howard Stern's sidekick? What's her name?
That's right.
Everyone, who's the sidekick to Howard Stern? Ronan, what's her name? Can someone help me out, please? I've got drawn blank. I've got too much going on right now.
The black gal. She's adorable.
Yes. Well, you are.
I am her to you.
You are her to me. Everyone, Tamara's back in the studio.
Woohoo! It is good to be back.
Tamara, wow. Say hi to Avery.
Well, hello there, Miss Avery. I am so glad to meet you, my dear.
Fabulous to meet you, too.
Yes, I know. I love Canada. Greg and I were just up there not too long ago. You guys got a lot of wide open spaces.
We do, but if you're on the West Coast where I am, we've got tons of ocean and mountains to explore, so much to do. Whereabouts were you?
You know what? Well, we crossed over the border, so I know we were in there for a while, and it was just past that. So, Calgary.
Okay, Calgary is wonderful. I'm just one more province over. I'm in British Columbia. So, but you probably got to see some of the mountains, yes?
Oh my gosh, it was gorgeous in the lakes, and there was still some snow there. And you know what I couldn't get over is just walking down the street where the restaurants were, like this little oasis, and the mountains, it looked like they literally dumped right into the street.
It's true.
It was absolutely magnificently gorgeous. I mean, majestic as all get out.
Majestic is y'all just getting on too well. So let me tell you something, because I just got a Twitter, tweet, whatever you want to call it.
Ooh, yeah.
Robin Quivers is her name. Thank you, my fellow Twitterers, for letting me know. It's just one of those days. You know, I'm still wrapped up. I got to tell you both, Avery and Tamara, I saw Sting this week,
Ooh.
Last week.
Oh.
And can I just tell you,
y'all?
A desert rose away. It was amazing.
Really?
And this is what tops it, y'all. He had the Royal Philharmonic play.
No way.
It was incredible. At Mohegan Sun in Connecticut. That's the fun place to go, y'all. Check out Mohegan Sun. You can gamble. You can go have some good restaurants. You have Todd English. You have Jamie Oliver's not there yet. He will be there. But you have Todd English's Tuscany there. You have Michael Jordan's restaurants. You have slot machines. You have 20. You have everything. I wasn't prepared to do a plug for them, but I love Mohegan Sun. And what I love the most is that we saw Sting there. Good times.
Well, knowing you, Max, you must have gotten backstage.
Well, you know,
we ain't here
to brag, but let me just tell you, Sting,
bring it on.
Trudy, you got yourself a good man, girl. So that's all I'm going to say about Sting. But Tamara, all right,
yes.
Jessica Simpson, before Avery and I were talking about, what were we talking about, Avery? Tell her with Jessica.
We were talking about public acts of affection, you know, PDA. When is it too much? What do you think about it? I mean, are you a PDA kind of person?
Public displays.
I'm not.
I absolutely love them. I absolutely love them. As long as they're tastefully done. Are you kidding me? To grab who I'm with? I mean, especially my husband. I mean, we just like grab a hold of each other, give each other a kiss right in public. And I'm like, I love it. And you
Would
know
you
what?
Grab them and put your legs around them? That's just my big question for you.
Oh, no, 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 not in public.
Yeah.
No, no, no. No, but I think it's absolutely wonderful to have displays of affection. I think it's really good for kids to even witness, as long as it's appropriate. But I think, you know, it's really gotten sad that we're so disconnected in that way, where it's like, oh, you know, it's not appropriate, you know, and everybody's kind of repressed or shut down. It's a beautiful opportunity just to be an example for what's possible for other people, you know, and to encourage other people to do the same. I just love looking over at a couple that, you know, are just kind of gazing at each other's eyes. Because I tell you, I've sat at a restaurant, looked over, and literally the couple will sit there the entire meal and not even look at each other. Now,
oh,
to
I
me,
hate that.
That's sad. That's really
annoying. Yeah, but let me tell you something, Tamara. Those are the people who don't say anything at dinner. They go home and have wild sex. So don't be so sad for them, because you don't know what happens behind closed doors.
Yeah.
Hey, I heard you say one keyword, husband. So on Saturday, a ton of celebrities got married. Carrie Underwood, Emily Blunt, and I heard somebody else got married. Did you get married?
Yes, I got married.
Is that the big news?
Yes, it's a wonderful thing. Do you know, we had a Disney-themed wedding, and I was Sleeping Beauty, and he was the prince, and it was magical. We had bliss lights. I mean, it was a fairy tale, really. It was awesome. We had some custom-made costumes, and it was neat, because right in the middle of the ceremony, we came up with it that morning. When we exchanged the roses, the minister, Cynthia James, she said, Tamara, how are you feeling? I said, oh, you know, I'm a little overwhelmed, just a little tired. I better lay down. We had this whole display thing where I was to lay down on this kind of like a bed thing. And I closed my eyes, and she goes, you may now kiss your bride. And he came over and he gave me a kiss.
Oh.
And I know. Talk about public
display. And
then
display you woke up. And y'all
and
woke up. Found yourself in love, right?
I found myself in love.
Absolutely.
Well,
Yeah.
No, you know what I was going to say? I'm falling in love with all y'all. I love everybody. Do you remember?
I love
you, Avery. I love you, Tamara. I love Canada. I love America. I love it all. But you know what? We played a song here, and I love my sister, Nikki. That's why this is where I'm going with this, okay? And thank you, Nikki, for my text on T-Mobile Sidekick for letting me know it was Robin. Hey, Avery and Tamara, guess what? Y'all, we're on iPhones now. We have our own app on iPhone, and it's free. So go into your iPhone, type in LA Talk Radio.
Oh, my gosh.
And you will find for free the app for us there, and you can hear us wherever you go. How cool is that, Miss Tamara?
Oh, my gosh. Max, we're like in the future. We are the future.
And it makes it easy
for Canadians too to listen, right?
It does, and that's where I'm going with this, my Avery. Thank you for setting that up.
We don't have to be glued to our computers to listen to Max and Friends.
Not anymore. And you know what? We're on Phoenix Wi-Fi and we're on WiMAX. So how cool? Because Max on. But we're gonna have coming up in just a second. We got Tim Morrison coming on. We played his song Age of Days Afflicted, and my sister's just head over heels for Tim. She has been sending me, please, we've got to get him on. So we've got a couple minutes. We're going to play his song Afflicted for just a little bit, and while we're playing that song, we're going to call Canada from Skype, and we're going to get Tim on the phone. So Ronan, Afflicted by Age of Days on Max and Friends on LA Talk Radio.
Much too good for this life, and all the pain that you have.
addicted to Age of Days. I want it so bad tonight I can almost taste it. Tim, we got you on the air via Skype. Pull up your mic and welcome to Max and Friends and LA Talk Radio. Tim Morris.
Max, how you doing, man? Thanks for having me.
Good. How are you doing?
We appreciate it, seriously.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Wow.
We're so glad you're here. This is Tamara, mother calls. Tell him, Tamara.
Yeah, hey, Tim. Wow, you are really intense.
Hey, thank you very much. I'm not like that in person all the time, but just when we're on stage, so.
Is that right? It's got to be pretty cathartic for you. I mean, just to really get out that kind of, that intensity. And I think people get permission and validation to express that when they hear their music. Is that what you get?
Oh, totally. I mean, it's, you know, I wrote this song dealing with something I was going through at the time, so it's a personal thing for me. And, you know, to be able to get that out on stage and stuff, it's quite a feeling. That's all I can say about that. You know, it's just, it's amazing. And to have people and fans respond to it, it's pretty cool.
Wow.
Hey, Tim, it's Avery, and I'm from Canada, too, as well. I'm on the West Coast, and, of course, you're on the East Coast.
How you doing?
Good. Talk to you a little bit about your tour. Are you touring in the United States, or how is that going for you?
Well, right now we just basically got off the road with Papa Roach and with The Offspring. Just did a few dates. We're kind of in songwriting mode right now. We're basically, I'm off to Toronto next week to kind of demo and finish off some new songs. And I think the brand new music from Age of Days will be hitting radio waves next month. So that's what I'm told.
That's awesome. Way to go.
Yeah, it's cool. No, cool. Thank you. So, I mean, as far as touring, I know we're going to be picking up a lot of full tours. We're going to be getting into the U.S. sometime late this fall. Again, it's just right now we're just trying to focus on the album.
Awesome. When is the album going to debut?
Mm-hmm. As far as I know, it's going to be a September, like a fall release. So that's pretty much all I... with the new label here, so we're basically the first and foremost, we're just trying to get the new album done, and we're still bouncing back and forth between what producer we're going to roll with and all that kind of good stuff. But
Okay, so Tim, I hear a lot of your fans are wanting to know if you are a single man.
I am. I currently am.
You are. Yes. Well, and are you looking? Are you available? What is it that you're looking for?
Well, here's the thing. Right now, to be honest, it's a really good time in my life right now because we're focusing on music, focusing on getting the new album out. So right now, I'm just enjoying that aspect of it. But it's true. I'm single right now, so we're just gonna see where that rolls, I guess.
Where it's gonna roll. What are you gonna say, Tamara?
Well, and someone's got to be really flexible in being able to travel with your kind of schedule that you got going on, huh?
Yeah, that's the thing, you know, and sometimes. Difficult. So, you know, for right now, I'm in a really good position where, I can just focus on the music and kind of roll with it that way and not have to worry about
and enjoy, Tim. Enjoy, enjoy, enjoy. I think it's so funny that my fucking co-host who's married is always hitting on the motherfucking guest. God damn it.
hey, but Canada that. Over here, Avery is single. Single, ladies.
Okay, so Avery's available. I'm not.
Tim, every time I have a guest, Tamara's like, you are so cute, you're so sexy, are you single? Tamara, you are married, Sleeping Beauty, you got your kiss.
I know.
Tim, I'm fucking, Tamara, I love having you back. But Tim, let me ask you, people can find you where, on Facebook? Where are your guys, where are we finding you?
Well, right now, I mean, you can check out our MySpace, myspace.com/ageofdays, and that's D-A-Z-E. I think we're going to be changing to AYS as part of the new thing with the new album and stuff. But you can find us there for now. Listen to our current, our album. And, you can check us out on Facebook, too. B-A-Z-E.
Hey, on iTunes?
We are, yeah.
Do you have any music available on iTunes?
Yeah, if you go to iTunes and you search Age of Days, you can find Afflicted, the song you guys just played, and the rest of that.
You can find Afflicted on Max and Friends and LA Talk Radio. You know, Tim, we played that song a while ago, I guess, on here, and we had so many responses. People loved it. You know, it was cool because we don't really, play rock, but it's that song, even though you guys are a rock band, that song has got, a great blend of almost, hypnotic vibes to it and rock.
Oh, that's cool. Thanks, Max. We appreciate it, man. That's really cool.
You know, and the best part, one of the best lines, Tamara, I know you're going to love this line, is I want you so bad tonight, I can almost taste it.
Yeah.
Who wrote that lyric? Who wrote lyric, Tim?
I get a lot of response to that. And, when I wrote the song, which I'll tell you, funny enough, I literally wrote this whole song in about within an hour.
Wow.
Music and lyrics and everything. It's just one of those ones where it just kind of rolled out. So essentially, it's just a, you know, it's kind of about the idea. You know, people have their own interpretation of music, which I love. It's really cool, and they can put their own spin on it. But I'll let you guys know, here's kind of where I wrote it from. It's basically about liking somebody that's not good for you. You know what I mean? That's essentially what it boils down to. So the I want you so bad tonight line, I can almost taste it. Yeah, that was kind of, you know, a certain female I was interested in. So it's it always goes over well with our fans, put it that way. So it's a cool tune.
Yes,
well,
and
your fans are getting ready. Your fans are getting ready to see you on tour. What are your tour dates, or can they just find it all on MySpace?
You can check out our MySpace, and our website will be launched, the new website, theageofdays.com, officially when we don't have any more tour dates penciled in because we kind of took it off tour so we could essentially just record this album. So if you just missed us playing like about 2 weeks ago with Papa Roach and The Offspring, we won't be doing any shows until the new single hits, which will be next month sometime. So.
You know what I love, Tim? What you said is that it just like came through you. That's when you know it's like spirit wanting to express itself in a way that is universal. And that's what's beautiful. What you've done.
Oh, cool! Thank you. That's one of these.
Tamara, you're getting all. It came through you. What about Tamara,
yes,
when it comes on you? No, I'm kidding.
Well, yeah.
That is the song. Tim, I'm going there because this is Max Friends, and that's what I want. That's the song you all play when you want to have some good-ass banging sex.
Amen. Bring it on. I love when you talk like that.
I want you so bad tonight I could almost taste it. Y'all better be having sex with somebody. Get to bed, rocking bed knobs and broomsticks. Have the spirit come through you, Tamara.
Amen. Glory. I say hallelujah.
But you know what, Tim? Tim,
exactly.
We are so happy to have you on. We're going to get you back on because we got to wrap this show up. But I promised my sister, Nikki, because I said I'll have him on tonight. But we're going to have you back on, whether you guys are on tour, done with tour. We're going to schedule to have you on so we can learn more about you. Get a tease of Canada tonight since we got us. Oh, Canada.
That sounds good.
But, Tim, we're going to have you on. We want to know more about Age of Days. Our listeners love you. L.A. loves rock. Hey, do your thing across the country.
You got it, man.
All right. Well, Tim, have a wonderful night. Age of Days. Find him on iTunes. Find him on MySpace. Find him on Facebook. Tim Morrison, like Jim Morrison, y'all. There's the correlation. Tim, have a great night. Feel better and enjoy Canada. That's your uncle. All right, Tim.
He's not really dead.
He's not dead. He's with Tupac. He's with
Awesome, guys. Thank you very much.
Thank
all right,
you.
Good night, Tim.
Good to have you.
All right, everyone. I told you all this is going to be a crazy. Thank you to Phoenix Stone, Delta.com, and of course, Tamara. Back here, Tamara. You see what you've been missing on your book tour?
See, I can't believe it. I don't ever want to miss this. I love it. I love being back in the inner circle.
And now we have Avery from Canada.
And Avery's with us. How fun is that?
Yeah, thanks so much, guys, for adding me to your group. My goodness.
Oh,
I feel so honored.
You are part of our inner circle, Avery Graham. We're so happy that you're here. Now, I got to tell you all, thank you again to Phoenix Stone. Check out phoenixstonemusic.com. Proud to be born again American. That's what's up. And, of course, with Age of Days, it was a good show on Max and Friends. And I thank you all for listening. Avery, this is how fast it goes by. Tamara already knows. But we got to wrap this show, Tamara Bowman.
I know, precious.
Well,
I
you're
know.
Not Tamara Bowman anymore. You're Tamara Moores.
Tamara Moores. Yes, it'll be hard. But, yeah, Tamara Moores.
Oh, my God. Well, Tamara Moores, I'm going to give you more time next time that we're on Max and Friends on LA Talk Radio, and that's every Sunday night here on LA Talk Radio. Before we go, don't tell me. I just got to say, I'm looking at my notes here. Oh, she's back here on LA Talk Radio Studio 2, Music on Tap. Thank you so much, Kevin McGrath, for being back on here. We miss you. Also, hi to Olivia, and happy birthday to Mina Bloom. Oh, my God, we got to wrap this show up. Summer is here, right, Avery? Is summer up where you are, too?
Oh, it's so hot, Max. It's so hot.
Is it hot? Well, you know what? This is what I'm going to say. Even though it's hot and you don't want to wear anything, the one thing y'all need to be wearing is a condom if you're having sex, because summer's here. And
no
I practice
glove?
Safe sex. Tamara, no love. Yeah. Tell him, Tamara Bowman.
Yeah,
Tamara's
yes,
got
nope.
a vibrator coming out. We're good yes, at sexual because it's getting the midnight hour here in New York, even though LA
yeah.
is not. Or is it where Avery is, because y'all in the same time zone there. But Avery, thank you so much for being part of our inner circle and being part of Max and Friends tonight. It was fun.
Thanks so much for having me, guys.
Yay.
And Avery, we're going to have you back next, of course, and we're going to do Hot Topics again with Avery Graham and Max Tucci and Tamara Bowman. And we're just expanding every day. Tamara, I'm so glad you're back.
To love. It's good to be back.
Ronan, thank you so much for doing all that you do for us here every Sunday night at Max and Friends. We really appreciate you, Ronan. Thank you so much. And thanks to Skype tonight for bringing us both Phoenix and Tim. Skype, you do your thing. Skype.com. Get your free account today at Skype.com. Everyone, have a great week. And remember, take life to the max. Good night, Tamara. Good night, Avery. And good night.
Love me, everyone.
Good night.
Good night, everybody.
Good job, Avery. Yay, Avery.